Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Kuftes Zayin, Baba Kama 116a, pagination is 231. We'll start from the facing page on the second line at the end of the line. Shatav Nachal Chamoro, Vachamor Chaveiro. A strong body of water, a river, swept away his donkey and the donkey of his friend. Shalo yafem mone, his is worth 100, v'shal chaveiro mosayim, and his friend's is worth 200. So he has an idea that it's worth more to save his friends. V'niach ze'es shalo, so he left his own to be lost, v'yitzel es chaveiro, and he saved his friends. Ein lo ela scharo, he only gets his wage for working, taking the initiative to save his friend's donkey, but he doesn't get the reimbursement that he is hoping for the 100 of his own donkey, because he feels, I did a trade-off, you should reimburse me for my loss. That doesn't happen. Vim amalo, but if he said, he articulated, ani atzel es shalcha, I'm going to save yours, v'atanosen li'eshali, and you're agreeing to give me my reimbursement so that overall humanity should do better, but you have to give me my 100. Chayev liten lo, then the person would be obligated to give him his 100. And this is the conventional example where it's 100 in value, it's 200 in value, and everything plays out exactly the way he expects. His gets lost. He manages to save his friends. And he wants reimbursement from his friend for his loss. Our Gemara is going to play with those two variables that are being taken for granted in the Mishnah and consider cases number one. What happens if the animal that belongs to him is not lost in the end? It ends up somehow getting saved. And the second variable is, what happens if he sacrifices his own in an effort to save the other person's, and it turns out that he wasn't able to save the other person's? What ramifications does that have on the result here from this agreement? So let's begin on the daf from Ba'amine, which can be found counting up from the wide, 5 lines. Ba'amine Rav Kana me Rav. Rav Kana asked the following question from Rav. Yorad lahatzel, he went to save, va'olo shalom elov, and his own donkey ends up getting out of this stream of water on its own. Mahu, what's the halacha? Does he still have a claim to be reimbursed? Amale, he answered him, Mishmayu rechimu ale, that's a gift from heaven, and it doesn't get included in our calculation. Kihod Rav Safra, like the story of Rav Safra, Avaka Ozo Beshayarto, he went in a caravan. Lavin Wahu Ari, there was a lion that was accompanying them, scaring off any animals or people that would attack them. Kol Leila, every night, Koshod Lechamra, Dechad Minayu, they would throw the lion a donkey to eat from one of their donkeys. Vika Ochil, and the animal would eat it. Kimata Zimne de Rav Safra, when Rav Safra's turn came to sacrifice a donkey to pay the lion, to keep him well fed, Shoda Lechamra, he threw the donkey, Velo Achle, and the animal did not eat the donkey. Kadim Rav Safra, so Rav Safra proceeded, Vizachabe, and he acquired the animal back, the donkey back. Amale Ravachami Difti Ravino. Ravachami Difti said to Ravino, Lamale Lemizki Bey, this ruling should actually be so obvious that he shouldn't even have to be Zocha back in it. Nehidichi Afkare Adaita da Arye Afkare, when he gave up on it, he was giving up on it, assuming the lion would eat it. Adaita de Kuli Amalo Afkare, but he didn't relinquish rights totally. So why would he have to acquire it back? Amale Rav Safra le Rav Chodemil Soda Avad. He said Rav Safra behaved just to make things clear that the donkey belongs to him, and he acquired it back. But you're right, it's viewed as a salvation of his existing property, and the existing property was a gift from heaven. So that's regarding the case where his did not get lost. What happens in the next case that we're considering if he sacrificed his donkey and the other donkey didn't end up getting saved as planned? Ba'amine Rav me Rebbe. Rav asked Rebbe, Yored lahatza v'lo hetzil mahu. If he went to save and he didn't save, what's the halacha? Amalo v'zusha ela. You think that's a shayla? Elo ela scharo. He just gets his wage for trying. He was hired to make the effort, and he did, but it was a long shot. He didn't manage doing it. I have an interesting question. Hasocher es hapoel, a person hires a worker, lahavi kruv v'dermaskinin, to bring a certain type of food for an ill person, l'chole. V'holach umatzo shemeso shehivri, and by the time he gets back, he finds that the sick person either died or got better. But there's no need for this therapeutic food. Nosen lo schara mishalem, he has to pay him his full value, meaning it's considered an engagement of employment. Amalei, he said, midami, it's not comparable. In that case, he's paying more. He's paying the full wage. Hasam avid shliach shlichu say. Because the shliach did what he was told to do. He was told to bring the thing, and he brought the thing, the food. Hacha, but over here, lo avad shliach shlichu say, the shliach never did what he agreed to do. He made an effort to do it, but he didn't actually do it. So we have the distinction between the case of the person acting for the ill person and the person acting in an effort to retrieve the donkey. The difference being that in the case of the donkey, he wants both his wage for working and he wants the full big reimbursement for his donkey, and he's not going to get it. He's just going to get his basic wage because he didn't achieve what was agreed. In contrast, when it comes to the ill person, even though they didn't end up needing the special food, but the fact is he fulfilled the condition, which was to bring the special food. And therefore, in addition to his basic wage of travel, the extra bounty of bringing it in a timely fashion, of doing the extraordinary to bring this food, is indeed something that he's entitled to. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.